This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
All right, to destroy Trump media and, of course, liberal Democrats, they'll do anything to distract from the president's successes, and they are numerous. But look at this. A new Gallup poll survey, satisfaction with U.S. direction now at a 12-year high. Numbers don't lie. Facts don't lie. Here with Reaction, the author of the new book. It chronicles all the president's success in a little over 500 days. It's called Trump's America, The Truth About Our Nation's Great Comeback. Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere. Former Speaker of the House, Fox News contributor Newt Gingrich. Let's go to what it was unfolding today and what we now know about. There were about 15 lead investigators in this case, and at least five of them, the lead guys, hated Trump and liked Hillary Clinton. I mean, how could any investigation like that, and the same people got involved in the quote, Trump-Russia probe, immediately thereafter? How could there be any legitimacy to Mueller's case if that's the origins of this?
Well, look, I don't think there is any legitimacy, and I think it goes back to something that we need to have a much deeper national debate about. There really is a deep state. That deep state at the Justice Department gave 97% of its donations in 2016 to Hillary Clinton. The language they use, I mean, if you imagine a government employee who used the same language about African Americans or Latinos or Jewish Americans or Muslim Americans that they use in some of those quotes about Trump supporters, you would have screams to high heaven. It's clear that you had an attitude at the very senior levels, not down at the local caseworker, not down at the level of the local offices, but in the Washington headquarters, both in the Justice Department and in the FBI, the senior figures, by any plausible standard, are corrupt. And they clearly were operating on the premise that Hillary was going to get to be president, and therefore anything they said or did was fine because she'd cover it up.
But if they did their job, they would have sent the entire 2016 election into utter chaos. But their animus, their antipathy, their hate, it's downright hatred. Why are you laughing? For President Trump, and you're right, and his supporters, the people that voted for him. Why are you laughing?
Look, if people had done their job, Hillary would have faced jail time in 1978 and 79 when she made $98,000 on a $1,000 investment in cattle futures, which the Wall Street Journal figured out was like a 6 trillion to 1 impossibility.
Okay, well, but hang on a second. So is that, should
we now conclude?
Should we now conclude there's no equal justice under the law, equal application of our laws?
No.
That Clinton has one standard and the rest of us are screwed?
No, we should conclude that the American left is quite comfortable with corruption because it so deeply despises the American system, whether that is Barack Obama, whether it is the Attorney General under Obama, whether it is Comey or Mueller. All of these people are the same people, and they go back for over a decade. You can go back and find them again and again coming up in ways. I was just with former Congressman Bob McEwen.
He's talking about this is an American election. We're not the former Soviet Union. We're not Venezuela, or at least I didn't think so. But if this stands, and it appears it does, show me where Hillary's going to get the indictment she deserved. And when is this witch hunt going to stop when it was all predicated on the biggest anti-Trump witch hunters in the world, proven by their statements?
Okay, that's a powerful statement from Newt Gingrich. The American left quite comfortable with corruption. Seems to be the case, doesn't it? I don't know what it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen, other than prayer, because we need to. We need God's wisdom. We need God's might and power over the situation if we're going to get this country back on track. This was man-made, but it can be fixed only one way, and I know you know. So we're on our knees praying about this. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after the top of the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We have Ramesh Arunachalam joins us. We're talking 9/11, the unanswered questions. Ramesh, let me bring you on right away because we have so much to catch up on. Thank you for all your research and hard work for your book, 9/11, the unanswered questions.
Great. So can I start? I have some new things to add.
I want to, but before you do, I I'm going to let you go here, because our country finds ourselves, you know, circling. It's kind of like in the Old Testament. You know, the children of Israel were out in the desert, and they kept going around Kadesh Barnea in circles. And it was as if God was saying to them, until you learn your lesson, you're going to just keep going in circles here. And I see the similarity to what America finds itself in. 9/11 and your report, again, takes us back to the desert and saying, we're going in circles here. You had the 9/11 commission that was formulated, supposedly, to get to the bottom of the matter. And there's still too many unanswered questions here 17 years after. And it seems like, because of political correctness, maybe because, you know, Ramesh, that, you know, prosecutors, people of legal consequence have to make sure that every I is dotted and T is crossed before they can actually make a clean statement. But it leaves the rest of us putting on tinfoil hats, because in the absence of fact or even some sort of jurisprudence to come to a conclusion here, we're left in the realm of imaginings and conspiracies and this sort of thing. But yet there are tentacles that lead you up that road. It's not like we're just a bunch of crazy, disconnected folks here. There are things that would indicate different conclusions than what the people that we paid for, our government officials, what they came up with. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. No, having, I think you said the preamble right. Having said that, Bill, I'd like to say that this is not a conspiracy theory book. It's a book of facts.
Right.
And we write, using those facts, we can imagine things, right, about an investigation that went horribly wrong. So several lines of inquiry not pursued, several persons of interest not spoken to, all situations of interest not explored. Okay, let me start very differently today. Okay. See, every terrorist has a plan, Bill, okay? And for that plan to succeed, they need systems to fail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Established systems must fail. And for systems to fail, the terrorist must make them fail some way, or somebody has to be complicit, or they have to find other means to break into the system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, Remember this, and this is very important for us to remember this, because a terrorist needs to be lucky only once.
Yeah.
We need to be lucky every time.
Right.
So what are we talking here? We're talking of foolproof systems. We're talking of good learning from 9/11. Therefore, it's very important for any investigation of a terrorist crime, especially a horrific crime like 9/11, to have focused on systems that failed. Unfortunately, the investigation did not. They needed to have investigated what systems failed, how, why, and who was in charge when the failure occurred, and so on. That did not happen. Okay? For what has been billed as the crime of the century, the investigation needed to understand first how was security breached on the ground in the airports and in the airlines. Okay? That's the first point of attention. Has to be the security companies that were manning the airports and the airlines. Logically, right. That becomes your first point of contact, your security. How did, for example, I think you asked this question a couple of weeks ago when I came on last. How did the box cutters get on the plane?
Exactly.
I mean, how did the security apparatus at the airports allow on the plane, these on the plane? Did they get on the plane or did somebody else put them on the plane? We still don't have answers, right? Mm-hmm. And unless you talk to security companies that were at these different airports, you will not know. See, it's too much of a coincidence, Bill. Four planes took off from three different airports and all had similar situations. And two different airlines were concerned. And so the security apparatus at all these places had to be spoken to. Sadly, they were not. And in fact, I'm going to give you one example, and there is more.
Hang on just a second, Ramesh, only for a second. We need to pause here for just a second. What you just said was absolutely significant, that four planes, three different airports, and you're talking about a concert systematic breakdown, a concerted systematic. You talk about luck. This takes it out of the realm of luck, does it not?
Yes, it does. It does. And it is horrific because it tells you that one day, not before, not after, this happened.
Yes.
Right? And yes. I think that's where the significance of this should not be underestimated. And that is why talking to security companies that looked at the airports, that looked after the airlines was very, very important. Can I go ahead?
Yes, please go ahead. I think what you just shared there in premise to what you were laying down foundationally was so powerful, and I wanted to make sure our audience understood the significance of what you just said. Go ahead.
Yes. Thanks, Bill. Thank you. There was one company called StratSec or Securicom, which was providing, and look, I'm now quoting from the public domain. This company had an IPO somewhere in 1997. They filed on May 2nd, 1997, they filed documents with the SEC. So I got it from the SEC archives. They were providing security for the United Airlines, the Washington Dulles Airport, the Washington Reagan National Airport, and a couple of other airports which were civil military airports, the Fresno Airport in California and the Yuma International Airport, right? Okay, all of them. And they were also providing, the same company was also providing security to the Los Alamos National Laboratory, right? Which you've heard of, right?
Right.
So now, the question is, if you go back, if you analyze the, it's very strange. This company should have been spoken to, and they were incidentally providing the security for the World Trade Center towers for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. And they had done the electronics, and they had done work on the electronic systems and the like. Now, if you look at this company, if you look at the ownership of this company, it's very strange. They were owned by a parent company called Kuwait American Corporation, okay, which had foreign ownership. I'm going to pronounce his name.
Okay, but we're going to go to break. Ramesh, I'm going to give you a chance to pronounce his name on the other side of the break. You've got us on the edge of our seats. More from Ramesh Arunachalam on the other side of the break. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live. Oh.
Like is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back 19 minutes after the top of the hour, more than 17 years after the tragic and horrendous terrorist attack of September 11, 2001, questions still remain. Not the conspiracy-minded questions, but questions regarding a failure of intelligence and coordination between branches of the government. We are so grateful for Ramesh Arunachalam for his book, 9-11, The Unanswered Questions. These are questions that have been battered about from day one that, you know, that some government officials and some others would want us to believe that we're all a bunch of conspiracy weirdos. But yet these are legitimate questions to that have been left unanswered since 9-11 and since the commission. Ramesh, I'm going to turn it back over to you to pick off where we left off.
Yes. These are very genuine questions based on facts, Bill. Mm-hmm. And I was going back to the security company, which was not investigated.
Right.
StratSec, again, I repeat, was owned, had a parent company called Kuwait American Corporation, which had a person by name, Mishal Yusuf Saud Al-Sabah, of the Kuwaiti royal family as its mm-hmm. chairman. Now, Kuwait American Corporation held 90% of StratSec, had a controlling holding of StratSec in 96, and 47% of StratSec after the IPO in 1999. Mm-hmm. Now, the key question, forget even the investigation, still you ask yourself this question, isn't security a very delicate business? When you hand over security to somebody, you want to be careful, because what's on their computer, if it gets onto somebody else's computer, it can go on, right?
Yes. Yes.
And with a company that had foreign ties, it's very dicey. It's mm-hmm. very, very dicey to let that company man places like the Washington Dulles Airport, the Reagan Airport, and all the others. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, I want to point out, StratSec was in charge between 1995 and 98 of the Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority, providing electronic security for the Reagan National Airport and the Washington Dulles International Airport. Its work included maintaining airfield access systems, closed circuit television systems, mm-hmm. and the electronic badging systems, right? Isn't it amazing that the 9-11 Commission, which was supposed to look at systemic failure, did not even spot this? They didn't even think of StratSec. They didn't investigate StratSec.
How did they miss this, Ramesh? Or did they just ignore it?
I think this has got to be... This ignoring of StratSec cannot be innocent, Bill, if you ask me. I'll put it differently. Cannot be innocent, and I think it was done on purpose by choice. So that's why the next questions come is, you need a commission, a statutory commission like the 9-11 commission has to have accountability mechanisms. Why? Who took this call? Who made this decision? Were they aware of StratSec? Who made this decision to leave out StratSec from the inquiry?
Right.
Having no testimony taken. Right? And particularly a foreign company in charge of very sensitive U.S. installations. I think that's where you'd look for.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think, and unless you've learned from this, how do you feel safe in airports and airlines with airlines anymore? Right? So this is scary. And I think this security breach on the ground, which was not probed by the 9-11 Commission, deserves serious condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a serious lapse.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go on to the next.
Well, let me ask you before we move on, because I know our audience is, you know, thinking, well, what's it like today? Did anything get changed? Who is controlling the security of our airports across the country?
I think now they've done due diligence. I'm not aware of the exact name of the companies, but mm-hmm. I think they've done due diligence. They've learned. Hopefully, I think we will be more safe.
So hopefully we've cut the foreign ties is what you're suggesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully.
So this was, see, and StratSec, you must, let me give you one more information about Stuxnet. I think you remember the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. After the 1993 bombing, they were called in to upgrade the security at WTC, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They were responsible for the security description plan at the WTC, post-1993 bombing. So from 93 to 2001-2, they had a pretty much free reign. And that needs probing, Bill. We need to understand ties. We need to understand how they came in, through whom they came in, and how did this happen, right? It's something which still bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it should bother a lot of Americans.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay. All right, very good. Let's go ahead and move on to your next topic. We'll leave that hanging out there. So this is, again, a reasonable question and looking for a reasonable answer that we do not have right now.
Right. And after the security breach in the ground, you had the security breach in the air, right? And that's mm-hmm. when you had the communication systems failed. The National Airspace System did not communicate in time with NORAD. And if you look at the flight timings, the first jetliner, American Airlines Flight 11, was in air for 47 minutes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me that the NAS was so bad that it couldn't communicate to NORAD and get planes on. The second flight, United 175, was on air for 49 minutes. Freely roaming the skies
mm-hmm.
in what we call the most protected place on the planet, right?
Right, exactly.
The third flight, American Airlines Flight 77, was roaming the skies for 77 minutes, Bill.
Wow.
And the fourth took off 41 minutes late, and it was roaming the skies for about 81 minutes. This tells you that, see, what was happening with the NAS? The NAS was being designed prior to 9/11. By the NAS Information Architecture Committee, which had Mitre Corporation, which had PTEC. PTEC again had Middle East ties.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying PTEC was not probed. PTEC was Mitre's associate. Why didn't you probe it? And they had a conference in 1997, 1998 to precisely design the NAS for events like 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And it failed. Can you believe it, Bill?
Wow.
The whole conference, a whole lot of money, was to set up interoperable systems that acted very smoothly and swiftly in times of crisis, especially hijacking, right? And
yeah, exactly.
This is quote at the back of my book. And it failed spectacularly. I wouldn't use the word ordinarily. It failed spectacularly on 9/11. Again, not probed. Why? Because you had 9/11 commissioners who were closely related to people on Mitre Corporation. In fact, three Mitre Corporation people testified in their expertise as former Department of Defense experts. None of them pointed this out. Neither did Jane Garvey, right? And she joined the board of Mitre, right?
Ramesh, we're down to our last 30 seconds here, so let's sum this up. Obviously, you're going to be back, and we're going to continue the conversation here. So sum this up and tie it up in a bow until we meet again, okay?
Yeah, the 9/11 Commission was set up to fail because of its composition. It had commissioners who were evaluating their own work. It had commissioners who were evaluating the work of their friends. So how can it work, Bill?
Exactly. Well, this is deja vu all over again. We find ourselves right now dealing with the FBI, and they're doing surgery, brain surgery on themselves, like as if they can. Unbelievable. Ramesh Arunachalam, he's going to be back with us. His book, 9/11, The Unanswered Questions, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Ramesh, always an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here, Bill. Thank you very
much. If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And remember, for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for your enjoyment. Hey, we're going to talk about, summertime. Things are heating up, and there are things that we should be smart about and keep in mind in terms of some must-have items to keep your family cool and comfortable this summer. You know, millions of Americans are enjoying the warmth of spring and summer, but before we know it, the hot days of summer, as I say, will be upon us. This is the perfect time of year to make sure you're stocked with the items you need to keep your active family cool, dry, and comfortable in the months ahead before you get caught up in end-of-school activities, camp, and vacation plans. Prepare for summer with some guidance from an expert, and we are fortunate to have the parenting expert with us this morning. Colleen Burns joins us, and she's got tips on what you should keep, what you should throw away, and what you should stock up on. Colleen Burns, lifestyle and parenting expert. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, Colleen?
I'm great. Hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Are you kidding me? This is great. It's good to have you here sharing tips to make sure that, we're having fun in the sun and keeping safe at the same time.
Very important.
Well, so what items should we make sure to keep on hand this summer?
We have at our house something I call a carpe diem or spontaneity bag. It's just a tote that's near the door, and it has all the essentials we need. So if we want to take off at a moment's notice for a day excursion, everything's in the bag and ready to go. If you like to go hiking, or if you like to go to the beach or go boating, make sure you have those essentials in the bag at the ready. Because sometimes, a business meeting gets canceled. You want to take advantage of the day. You want it right by the door ready to go. Of course, course, you also want to include plenty of sunscreen, plenty of water, maybe some antibacterial wipes, diapers if you have little ones, of course, and because moms usually think of themselves last, tuck in some sunglasses so you don't forget those, panty liners. You don't want to forget lip balm with maybe an SPF. And something new that I like this year is kind of old. It's these retro instant cameras. They're kind of huge this summer, and they're reasonably priced. You can find them just about anywhere. And it's a fun little item to tuck into your bag because your kids will be entertained by it, but you're also making some fun memories.
Exactly. I like that. The Carpe Diem bag. That is a great, great idea. I love that. So what happens on those days, you know, because sometimes this happens, is, you know, we can use the bag and we forget to replenish and we may find ourselves, you know, without our sunscreen and we get a sunburn. So what happens?
Right. Even the best laid plans, right?
Right.
But if you do get a sunburn, medical research does show that using aloe vera or aloe vera products can help soothe your skin and heal the skin faster. Prevention is obviously the better choice, and the American Academy of Dermatology suggests using an SPF of at least 30 and reapplying at least every 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look on the label for something that says broad spectrum protection. That's important because it protects you against UVA and UVB rays. If it doesn't say that, don't buy it. It's not really fully protecting you. Also, there's some new research that suggests using HelioCare supplements. That's something you put in your mouth, can actually help protect your skin from sun damage from the inside out. It works with your genes to somehow create a better barrier against sun damage. You can also find some of those same effects in using olive oil.
Right. That's great. That's great. That's an awesome tip here. You know, we bring to mind when you talk about the 30 SPF, really critical 30. Don't be like my knucklehead friend who thought he could use 15 twice.
And
it just doesn't work that way, does it?
No.
I know. He doesn't believe me, but maybe I'm going to send him this interview and say, you see, knucklehead, he don't put 15 on twice to make 30, okay? 30
doesn't
is 30. So
exactly.
How long can we keep sunscreen and aloe?
The Mayo Clinic says it should be effective for up to 3 years. This is sunscreen.
Okay. So more than one season then.
Right, absolutely. But the problem can be if it doesn't have an expiration date, you might not know how long you've had it. So when you buy the product, make sure you label it with the purchase date. And also, you want to make sure you're using the correct amount of sunscreen. That would mean your bottle shouldn't be around very long because you're supposed to be using a shot glass size amount for your body and a dime size amount for your face every time you apply.
Well, Colleen hasn't always been a mom on the run. She used to chase stories as a reporter and anchor for a national news network and covered local beats for CBS affiliates in Illinois and Minnesota. Also a producer for a nationally syndicated Emmy Award-winning show, Smarter Living, and contributed regularly to PBS and the Weather Channel. Colleen, you know, let's talk about adults. You know, the heat and humidity can be difficult for adults as well. What products should we look for to stay cool, dry, and comfortable when we're on the go?
First of all, make sure you stay plenty hydrated. That's so important. The lack of water is, of course, dangerous. But it also makes your body crave food, even if you're not hungry. So something to keep in mind. When you're looking at clothing, look at the labels for SPF, because a lot of products now do have SPF. Some products, in fact, have insect repellent now built into the fiber.
Wow.
So look at those labels. Also, you want to look at fabric content. Breathable cotton is going to help keep you cooler. Breathability is also so important when it comes to products like feminine hygiene products, incontinence products. When you're in these hot summer months, keeping those intimate areas cool, comfortable, you know, with breathable fabrics is very key, very important. And now there's some brand new technology you can look for when you're in the personal care aisle at your store. Look for products that say dry fit or 10 times more breathable. Those are going to be actually that technology 10 times more breathable than the leading brands. And the best part about this is that this technology is only available in store brands. So that's usually a much lower price, but you're getting a much better product.
Don't you love this new technology, you know, the breathable fabric? I mean, it's just so much more, so much more comfortable. And, you know, the fact that it's in liners and pads now, that's really important, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you definitely don't. A lot of people are ending up using some of these products longer than they really should, maybe because they're really busy at work, or maybe it's an aging parent who just doesn't have the care to help them change these products as often as maybe they should. So you definitely want to make sure there's breathability. You don't want any bacteria building up. And you want to be comfortable. Everyone wants to be comfortable in the summer months. You're looking for everything that you're wearing to be breathable and comfortable. And this is just a great new technology that we've seen, you know, variations of this technology throughout, you know, clothing and bandages even. So it's definitely something to be looking for when you're in the personal care aisle, because who wouldn't want to find products that are more breathable?
Yeah, without a doubt. So where can our audience go to, you know, connect and, you know, get this product?
You can look for more information about this technology and where to find it at madewithdryfit.com, and that's dry spelled D-R-I.
Okay, so that's your notes, right? So we need a Carpe Diem bag right mm-hmm. there at the front door. Keep it stocked and refreshed, right?
Right, exactly. That's okay. An easy thing to do. And, it's, you know, you can even put some shelf-safe snacks in there. There are many things that you can put in there that are going to just stay put and ready for whenever you have a few minutes to go.
Yeah, and if you happen to get a little sunburn, I mean, it can happen even with the best laid plans. Make sure you have plenty of aloe vera handy, right?
Right.
Okay, and Mom, let's not forget about you. We got to take care of you because, after all, you're the engine that makes this all happen and keeps us all out of trouble, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad you appreciate that.
Absolutely, Colleen. Hey, thank you so much. Any other last-minute ideas that you want to remind everybody of as we wrap things up?
You know, we just talked about this Carpe Diem bag, but I think sometimes people end up with a little bit of time on their hands and they think, oh, it's not enough time to go do something, but it really probably is, and it might not be anything more than going to the ice cream store with your kids or the ice cream shop, but try to fit in those little memories because that's what your kids will remember.
Yeah, without a doubt. Lifestyle and parenting expert, the one and only Colleen Burns on Bill Martinez Live. Colleen, you've been awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. Thanks, Bill.
Important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of a king. I wish I could bring so much more. But if it's true, he'll use broken things. Then here I
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. One of the privileges of doing this type of radio show and being independent is that we can bring stories that heretofore you may not hear about. And you wonder what is going on. You know, why are we not hearing about these important things around the world that are impacting humanity here? For example, Nicaragua and what's going on in Nicaragua. People don't know. It's on fire and nobody is noticing. It's not being reported on. And we're very fortunate to have John Graham with us. John has been with us here before when we were talking about a movie that he has written and been producing called Kind Katie. And it's because of that movie that it brings him into the orbit of what is going on in Nicaragua. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much for having me back.
Hey, tell us what's happening here. I mean, because a couple of months ago, the Ortega regime in Nicaragua announced sweeping cuts to health care and welfare provisions for the people there. And the government didn't like the people protesting, did they?
Well, it's interesting. Let me start off by saying I am not any kind of geopolitical expert. I'm just a filmmaker that has a connection to Nicaragua. And when I saw what was happening and the fact that nobody in America is really talking about it, mm-hmm. it just broke my heart. The Ortega regime has been in place, for about 12 years down there. He was not elected 3 times in a row and then managed to somehow get the constitutional reinterpreted so that he has no election limits or anything like that. While he's been there, it's just been one human abuse after another, rigging elections, controlling the media. He went about buying up all the major press outlets. So he, in effect, is controlling the messaging that's coming out of the country. Meanwhile, on April 18th, he decided to increase, honestly, a pretty meager amount of 1.5% to what's coming out of people's already meager paychecks, and cutting the benefits by 5%. You know, in most cases, that would just be something that nobody would really get too upset about. But in it was kind of the tipping point for the people of Nicaragua. The largely led by student protesters in the capital city of Managua, they basically protested and pushed back. Well, what's fascinating is Ortega rescinded his decision. He said, "Okay, I get your point, no problem." But what happened at that point is the people started to taste democracy for the first time in who knows how long,
right.
And they are basically calling for his dismissal. And it's gotten way out of hand.
And so now he's using thugs and other paramilitary groups to do his bidding, right?
Yeah, probably the most heart-wrenching story I've seen. There's a reporter, Ortega clamped down on all of the press, and so this reporter went to Facebook Live, the last, you know, real stanchion of democracy in some respects. And he's reporting on Facebook Live and literally while on camera gets shot and killed by the Ortega police force. And it really, honestly, in my perspective from where I was grieving for the country, but wasn't that involved until the riots and the upsetting stuff starts to make its way to this remote village where this school has been built that our film talks about.
Right, exactly. But go back. Let's talk about, I mean, here's this reporter, Facebook Live. He's there. So he's got a cell phone, doesn't have a gun. And he's targeted, obviously. I mean, this wasn't some random bullet, was it?
Oh, no, no. The reporter's name was Angel Gohana. Mm-hmm. And he was shot and killed there. I think it was around the 24th, something of that of April. And was just basically showing the world what was happening and gets shot literally right there. And it was his wife was also a reporter there on the scene with him. It's just a dreadful thing to witness.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So let's talk about Katie Beth Carter and your connection. As I mentioned, this all came into focus as a result of the film that you're doing about Kind Katie.
Right. We, my writing partner and producing partner and I wrote a script about Katie Beth Carter, a young lady who was from Ringgold, Georgia, and was a marching ballerina for Jacksonville State University. Mm-hmm. On Labor Day 2016, she was tragically killed in a car accident, and the aftermath of that from her community and friends and college friends and so forth, they raised $60,000 to build this school in Tomas Borges, Nicaragua, which is 10 miles away from León, used to be the city dump. The people there are eking out an existence with recycled sheet metal and plastic, and they spend all day in the recycle in the dump, literally.
Oh, wow.
Seeking recycling material so they can have any kind of cash. And so when this school was built in this slum of a community, it was the crown jewel, and they are literally changing lives through this school effort.
Why Tomas Borges?
Well, it's just where it was kind of a happenstance. Katie Beth was in her school. She actually, in real life, didn't go to Nicaragua. She went to Guatemala, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But the school system was looking for a third world country to partner with, and that research had begun before Katie Beth's death. And then through some research, they found that there was a mission organization trying to build a secondary school in Tomas Borges to minister to these people. And it kind of became the catalyst. They got the school built. Now there's a water tower there, so they have actual functioning water.
Wow.
There is a mission house. There's some apartments that they have built. They're literally transforming this community from poverty to meet the needs of these kids and hopefully change futures. And now this nonsense is taking place, which is slowing the process.
So, first of all, the example here of what happens with a community when you bring education to bear, there's something about it that gives people hope, right?
Yeah, what's really tremendous to me, Bill, is that this is, you know, American mission trips in most church cultures. It's they go in, they do a week of something for, they pass out pizzas and freebies and then get people, you know, through the week or whatever. Right. And that's great. That's important stuff. However, in this case, this community in Ringgold, Georgia, and Impact to One is the organization that has been formed to make it happen, has literally invested themselves and embedded themselves in this community. There are people that are about to move there for long term.
Wow.
Because they're trying to build relationships and change people's futures.
Mm-hmm. And so outside of this area, Thomas More in Nicaragua, we've got all this political unrest that's going on. Now, has this school followed suit with the other schools because the Ortega regime is shutting down schools, right?
The public schools have basically shut down during all of this unrest, and this school in particular made a decision, reluctantly, of course, they made a decision a few days ago when the violence came to their doorsteps. They decided they needed to cease operations until there was some things settled down, and it's just breaking my heart.
Yes.
Because I'm for one thing, the people of Nicaragua, when I went and visited, I found them to be some of the most warm and hospitable people, grateful and gracious, even in their complete, utter poverty, gracious folks. And so, it breaks my heart.
Well, here it is. I mean, the school gets underway, what, in February of this year? So it's only been open several months.
That's right.
And then we have this move by the Ortega regime, and probably wisdom did reign for the officials there to say, look, we're better off for the safety of the kids. And maybe, for what we've built up here is let's hit the brakes. We'll throttle it down a little bit and pray. We'll spend our time instead of school. We're going to be praying that God intervenes in this situation.
And they've had to build a large barricade to keep any kind of paramilitary vehicles and so forth coming in and out of the community. There's really only one road in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Commerce has come to a crawl. It's just really devastating, and America is wasting their energy on what feels like to me, from an outsider, a lot of political back and forth, just partisan stuff, when we could be focusing on real change in the world.
Well, and to that point, John, what can be done?
Well, there was a petition that was started through WhiteHouse.gov on the We the People portal for petitions and change. To try to get Ortega listed on the Magnitsky Act. And for those that don't know, I didn't know. I took a little research. But Magnitsky Act basically is where the U.S. government can impose sanctions on an individual, freeze their assets as they are connected to any U.S. Control, and limit their travel, restrict their travel, especially in cooperating countries. And it's interesting, in the 2017, Trump signed an order expanding this to the world, where before it only dealt with Russia. And Roberto Jose Reves Reyes, the Supreme Electoral Council of Nicaragua, is on the list.
Wow.
We just need to expand that to include the people that can really make a difference. And that, of course, would be Ortega and his.
So where can they do? Where can they go to participate, let their voice be heard, and to find out more information? John, we got about 20 seconds left.
Sure. Go to kindkatie.com. I have a link there on our page, kindkatie.com, K-A-T-I-E.
John Graham, writer, producer, co-writer, co-producer of the movie Kind Katie that he's still working on. And again, you can find out more about it right there at kindkatie.com. John Graham, thank you. I appreciate you sharing with us. Thank you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge?